Blog Talk Radio.
Texas, Midland, Odessa. It's
interesting area to have this sort of tragedy play out. It's oil country there. They do a lot of fracking in that area, so a lot of jobs for people with the right credentials or skill sets. You know, if you have a Class A CDL, you will not be out of work in that area. The problem with the area is, however, is there's no housing down there simply because of the boom. So, you know, you go down there and you're going to basically live in a truck if you don't have a tow-behind trailer or some other sort of conveyance that enables you to live, not necessarily scot-free, but, you know, to live relatively comfortably. So seven people were killed down there, and the gunman, a young white male in his 30s, was also killed. Apparently, might be a disgruntled postal worker, and I'm not going to get into jokes about that because of the loss of life. But, you know, on this Labor Day, we certainly wanted to speak about these two situations that are impacting or have impacted our Labor Day weekend, the tragedy in Midland, Odessa, Texas. It's western Texas, right on the New Mexico border, you know, roughly 40, 50 miles from New Mexico. And Hurricane Dorian, which is currently working its way to Florida and up the... I believe the rains are already impacting the area down there, Florida and Georgia, Alabama, North Carolina, South Carolina, which have all, from what I understand, reading the wires, declared a state of emergency, which is good. And I hope people take heed. We believe in preparedness, and, you know, certainly that's how I've lived my life. Not having much family, I've, you know, developed certain coping mechanisms, and one of them is to always be prepared. You know, have cash always available, and you know, ID if you take medication, have your medication, have identification, extra identification. You know, all the things that, you know, a lot of us really take for granted at our own peril. It's not things that should be taken for granted. You know, interesting. While I was you know, talking, I was looking for my wallet, because the last couple of days, you know, several months ago, I don't know if I talked on air about this, I had actually lost my wallet. I kid you not. I had, you know, as is my habit, I had money along with it. So I don't have any clue what happened to either the money or the wallet. And it was absolutely awful because it was about a couple of hundred bucks, you know, which is, you know, typical for me, 150, 200 bucks cash is what I usually carry. I don't spend it. I just, you know, because if the electricity were to go down in the event of an emergency, people don't think. They really don't. You know, you won't be able to access the ATM. It's that simple. And that's the other reason why, you know, you keep your car filled with gas. Because the electricity were to go out, the gas pumps wouldn't be able to pump gasoline. So it's critical. You know, and that's why I'm hoping that the people take lessons. They listen to the emergency management personnel down there in the affected areas, and get through this devastating hurricane. It's a Category 5. It's expected to weaken, however, as it hits the coast. But I know at one point I was listening to the news over the weekend, and it was the winds were up to 185 miles per hour. That's unimaginable. I mean, if you can't imagine, that's like a jet thrust. That sort of energy, if that's a good analogy. So that's where we are with that. So, doing all this here, Chump the Brain Dead comic Connor Barker decided to tweet out some foolishness. I mean, really silly. I mean, it's not even worth repeating. I know Tiffany Cross at PCB.com was on AM Joy discussing the fatigue that has basically set in, because this guy is not a president. I mean, he's not a leader. He's obviously only placating his supporters. He gave away the bank in the form of a ill-conceived tax cut that has devastated the Republican Party used to be a party of fiscal restraint. And you hear nary a word about the trillions of dollar deficit that this guy ran up, basically broke the bank, squandered the surplus that Barack Obama had left him, and bashes Obama at every turn. At one point in the news conference, he, mentioned Obama's name like 22 times, I kid you not. Obama this, Obama that, Obama this, Obama that, Obama this, Obama that, Obama this, Obama that. It was outrageous, talking about Putin had outsmarted. It's just ridiculous. This guy can't get out of office quick enough and into prison even quicker. That's where we want to see the guy, and hopefully it'll happen in short order. All right. That being said, it's Labor Day, and we talked a lot about Labor Day. Labor Day was, a celebration of the work in this country. We, and by we, I mean our forebears, were uncompensated for hundreds of years for their labor, and for that were, those of us in the progressive community are attempting to advocate for reparations. And for those that say, well, we'll never get reparations, well, we never thought we'd have a black president in our lifetime. That's why I'll never forget the picture in 2009 watching tears stream down the face of Jesse Jackson, who's obviously old enough to be my father, as he sat at the inauguration. I know a lot of my friends went. I talked to a couple, more than one of them, that went to the first inauguration, and it was historical. It was extremely moving to see. But I knew we hadn't, it didn't put us in a post-racial, age in this country, or post-racial era. Obama was in the right place at the right time with the right message. He was an extraordinary candidate, brilliant orator, and he just had everything going for him. The right wife, everything. It's just the stars aligned for the guy. And he didn't do everything we wanted, but he did a lot. And he's going to go down as one of the greatest presidents ever. And that's just my personal assessment. Obviously, it's anecdotal and biographical. It's not predicated upon any evidence, except what he did. And his accomplishments are many. In the face of intransigent Congress, they fought him at every turn, so... So that's where we are with that. We just want to celebrate workers. You know, I've always, you know, I vacillated. You know, I thought about it long and hard. I vacillated between blue collar and white collar most of my life before becoming an entrepreneur. And most entrepreneurs are blue collar. You know, you could be a white collar entrepreneur, but I was a blue collar entrepreneur. And it was, it's been very, very, very good for me. I mean, you know, financially, to be a blue collar entrepreneur. You know, did my thing. You know, and the only persons I had to answer for or answer to were basically my clients. I sort of got out of it. Getting more into the broadcast, you know, and the writing, you know, go on our website, www.eastnewyorkmanagement.net. You can see what we do, what we're attempting to do. And so we kind of got out of, all the blue-collar stuff that we were doing. Even though it's been lucrative, it's maintained a positive cash flow, oftentimes enabling us to do the other things that we were doing. In terms of, our business model. And I'm not saying that I'm not going to, you know, always keep that door open, because it's been very, very lucrative. And it's been, like I said, a income stream, a source of income. And we'll never slam the door on that. But we want to, as I'm aging, so I'm getting older, and I want to not so much relax. I'm I've always worked all my life, not hard. I've worked smart. I don't believe in, you hear people talk about, as if that's some sort of attribute. It's not an attribute to work hard, man. It's what's the attribute is to work. That's what my father always taught me. You don't work hard, you work smart. And so I've always worked smart. And that doesn't mean that I didn't put in the hours, man. Oftentimes, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16-hour days weren't unusual. And for a short period of time, I'm actually going to have to go back to that, simply because, I need to replenish the coffers. I was talking to a neighbor. Actually, I had dinner. She didn't invite me. I just went over there. I wanted to talk to her anyway, because she had brought me plate the other day. If you notice area down here. This is the crab capital, so I was trying to figure out where people get crabs from. So anyway, she's a crab picker. That's what she did. At some point I might write a long essay about it. I don't know. But at any rate, I was over there talking to her about a lot of stuff. The house and the property, and I gotta get motivated to clean it up. It's only me out here, and So, I ate some good old soul food, and she was shocked, because, obviously I'm considerably younger than her, and, most of us, are health conscious and we don't eat that sort of stuff, but I eat it, man. I eat everything. I just don't eat it in abundance, and I certainly don't eat it every day, but I eat what I want. I really do. And like I said, I don't eat it on a daily basis, especially if it's high fat or high sodium, I avoid altogether. But what she prepared was, she cooked it in vinegar, heavy on a vinegar, which is, actually pretty good for you. So, I enjoyed it. It was delicious. We had a good conversation. And And she says she's gonna give me some crabs. I can't wait for that. That's gonna be interesting. But anyway, you know, I'm trying to you know, figure out my way down here, you know, and still, you know, because we're talking and we've talked over the last couple of years about splitting my time between the city and the country. And this is definitely the country. There's no doubt about it. It's really rural. But, you know, not so much. I mean, you can get rural where, you know, you don't see anybody for miles around. I have property like that where, you know, you can walk a mile up the, you know, up into my property, you know, which is 2 acres, and you won't see anybody. But that property really needs to be developed, needs a lot of work. I need to get some heavy equipment back there and get the road really straightened out. It is an access road back there, and, you know, I guess the hunters go back, which is fine for now, you know. But eventually I'm going to have to go back there and put some signage, no trespass, and that sort of thing up. I sort of lost my train of thought, so let's take a break. It's almost time to end the show anyway, but let's just take a quick break and come back on the other side of the break and finish this Labor Day show.
Looking for a hip multimedia management company that can manage you, your service, product, or your next multimedia project? Let East New York Management take you, your service, or your product to the next level. At East New York Management, we can produce and post-produce your project into a sleek finished product. We write scripts, slow-mo, blurs, and spots that are tight, hot, and funky. Liners that flow smoothly with wit as well as with verve. We also manage talent, produce, and post-produce shows that are on the cutting edge, reflecting the undeniable influence of hip-hop on pop culture. The most important thing that we can bring to your product is energy, enthusiasm, and a love for the creative process. Look for us on the World Wide Web at www.eastnewyorkmanagement.net. Call us at 347-846-8447 or email us at contact@eastnewyorkmanagement.net. Do not waste another minute with whack, boring, and uncreative multimedia and talent management companies. Bring your talent or project to East New York Management. Let East New York Management take you, your service, or your product to the next level.
And we're back here in the Marketing Pulpit in the National New York Edition with yours truly, Dennis D. Shippen, on the mic at 74 degrees here in sunny in New York on this Labor Day, Monday, September 2nd, 2019. This year is just flying past, man. I got a lot of stuff to do, I think, over the next couple of days. A lot of bills to pay. But, yeah, this year has just flew past, man. I mean, so, at any rate, on the other side of the break, I was talking about, you know, how I was split my time and labor, you know, sort of conflating, mixing a lot of different subjects, subject matter. But it is Labor Day, and I wanted to talk about, you know, that, you know, beyond having, you know, worked on both sides, you know, blue and white collar, that, you know, I believe in, you know, unionism and collective bargaining and that sort of thing. But the unions have been just as corrupt, if not more so, you know, because what happens is the unions hire a lot of ex-management in their ranks. And they do a disservice. You know, I had the union actually conspire, a union that I was a part of actually conspire to try to get me fired from, I was union represented. And they would not answer my calls. They wouldn't call. They wouldn't respond, anything. And it was awful. You know, because that's the way they go. They conspire against you, you know, because they... And actually fired one of my colleagues, you know. And I always suspected it was because she was cool with me. And they got rid of her, man. They actually terminated her employment, which is very difficult to do for. So, you know, I'm not a great, gigantic fan of all unions, just some unions, you know, because you got very strong unions and very weak unions, you know. And I'm going through this now with this with a local political party. They don't do anything, and the head of the party, you know, has since terminated contact with me. But that's fine. I'm good with that, you know, because I'm always going to speak truth to power. You know, I'm not going to name names, but you know, her husband's a luminary in a certain political party, and she probably felt that I was, you know, somehow implying that he was one of the people I was talking about. He wasn't actually, but he is in that group. You know, he's been around for, you know, 20, 30 years, and, you know, the area he represents is as, you know, as distressed as any. So, you know, how can these people be in, you know, being a power, in power for that length of time, 20, 30 years, in the areas they represent are as in dire straits as they were when they first began to represent them. So, you know, so I'm not at all, you know, I don't care, man. I really don't. You don't have to write me. You don't have to write me back. You don't have to do anything, you know. But I'm always going to speak truth to power, and that's how I live my life. And, you know, I caught a lot of flack for it, but, you know, that's, I have to live authentic. And that doesn't mean just pissing people off for the sake of pissing people off. But if you're going to, if you're going to piss in my ear and say it's raining, then, you know, I have a distinct problem with that. I'm not, you know, obviously stupid, and I'm not going to allow that sort of deception, you know, to inform how we interact. Either you're going to come for correct or you're not. We're not going to have a relationship. It's that simple. So at any rate, I'm trying to think about what I'm going to do for the rest of this Labor Day holiday. Interestingly enough, it was seen that they would run documentaries on labor. I know there's one documentary that Barack Obama and his wife, through their new production company, had picked up in the running with. It's called American Worker. I haven't watched it yet, simply because the material is not something I'm fantastically interested in. But I did want to say this before I left. You know, on a social media group that I'm a member of, one of the brothers, African brothers, was talking about what the Chinese are doing in the Congo. You know, it's the Congo and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. So, you know, there's several areas, which is one of the poorest countries in Africa, but one of the richest, the mineral richest countries in Africa too. How can that both? That's a dichotomy. So it can't stand. Both can't stand. So at any rate, you know, the Chinese have gone in there and they've subsidized the immigrants, and now they've set up business, learn the local language, and they're selling added value products to the locals. And this is something that we've never done in this country, simply because we all want to have an opinion. So I have an opinion, too, and I want you to come back next week and listen to it right here on Market Pulpit International, New York edition with yours truly, Dennis Shipman. Have a great rest of your weekend, Labor Day weekend, and we'll see you soon. God bless.
Can afford, get out with the day. don't have to buy chance.